The New Testament commands the public reading of Scripture. We've been reading for some time the book of Numbers. We're getting towards the end. We find ourselves now in chapter 32, and we'll read together verses 28 to 42. You'll find that on page 178 in your pew Bibles. It's an interesting passage we're reading here. This chapter deals with the tribes of Gad and Reuben, along with the half-tribe of Manasseh, who are going with Israel towards the promised land. They're getting close to the river Canaan, or to the river Jordan, to cross into Canaan. And they notice that the land is available and it's very good land. And so prioritizing worldly profit and not thinking much about spiritual priorities, they have asked permission to settle down in that land, to leave their families there, to settle towns, and not go with Israel across Jordan into Canaan. Now, in the part you read last week, Moses wasn't very happy about that arrangement. And he rebuked them, but as we see in the passage today, he makes provision for that so long as their fighting men will cross over the river and help the other tribes clear out Canaan, they may then come back and occupy the land. And a covenant is made that if they don't do that, they'll lose the land. If they do, they'll be able to keep it. Well, you don't have to know much about the Bible to know that this is not a very wise arrangement. I think what's happening here with these tribes is analogous to someone who may join the church but never really begins the Christian life, never really becomes a part of the life of the people of God, comes to church for the most part but is irregular in attendance, doesn't really do much else. Temporal affairs dominate his or her life, and they're trying to give a little bit to the Lord, but not everything. As you will guess, it doesn't work out very well. As you read in the Old Testament and go forward, you find that Gad and Reuben more or less recede from the scene. They're separated from the other tribes, and they are assimilated into the idolatrous peoples around them. In fact, there's an interesting note in verse, I think, 35 of our passage, that verse 38, that two of the city names that they occupy, Nebo and Baal-Meon, their names were changed. That's because those are the names of pagan gods, and they might change the names, they may remove the labels, but the fact was they had settled down into a largely nominal Christian life, and they will pay a price for it. Well, there's wisdom for that in us, that we would not go this way, even if we can be members of the church without really wholeheartedly leading the Christian life. There's every reason that we would do better than that, but that we would cross the river, as it were, and really live as God's people. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 28 of Numbers 32. So Moses gave command concerning them to Eleazar the priest and to Joshua the son of Nun and to the heads of the fathers' houses and of the tribes of the people of Israel. And Moses said to them, if the people of Gad and the people of Reuben, every man who is armed to battle before the Lord, will pass with you over the Jordan, and the land shall be subdued before you, then you shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. However, if they will not pass over with you armed, they shall have possessions among you in the land of Canaan. And the people of Gad and the people of Reuben answered, what the Lord has said to your servants we will do. We will pass over armed before the Lord into the land of Canaan, and the possession of our inheritance shall remain with us beyond the Jordan. And Moses gave to them, to the people of Gad, and to the people of Reuben, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, the land and its cities with their territories, the cities of the land throughout the country. And the people of Gad built Dibon, Ataroth, and Oror, Atroth, Shophan, Jazer, and Jogbeha, Beth Nimrah, and Beth Haran, fortified cities and folds for sheep. And the people of Reuben built Heshbon, Elealah, Kiriathaim, Nebo, and Baal-Meon, their names were changed, and Sibma. And they gave other names to the cities that they built. And the sons of Machir, the son of Manasseh, went to Gilead and captured it and dispossessed the Amorites who were in it. And Moses gave Gilead to Machir, the son of Manasseh, and he settled in it. And Jair, the son of Manasseh, went and captured their villages and called them Havoth-Jair. And Nobah went and captured Kenath and its villages and called it Nobah after his own name. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.